The Cannes Film Festival, which is held every spring in the south of France, is considered to be the world's most prestigious film venues. WUSF's Quincy Walters, a budding filmmaker himself, screened a short film there this past May. At first, he says he wasn't all that thrilled, but as he tells us, he had a change of heart.
Before each feature film at the Cannes Film Festival, an enchanting piece by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns plays, as if to reinforce the magical nature of the time and place that you're watching these films. Going to the French Riviera, I didn't know what to expect, but after a few days, I concluded that it was only a place to go if you had a movie to sell or buy, or if you're obsessed with the idea of celebrity. But by the time I left, my opinion changed. I'm here because I made a short film for Campus Movie Fest, which touts itself as the largest student film festival. My film was one of about 30 chosen. My short film entitled Helium is 3.5 minutes long. It's about a boy who uses balloons to cope with the loss of his grandfather. It alternates between flashbacks with him holding balloons with his grandfather and the present where it's just him and the balloons. The film is dedicated to my papa, my grandfather, who died last year.
Okay. So I'm here with my grandson on his 8th birthday. He's a big boy now.
A lot of my time at the festival was spent waiting in line, and if you stay at Cannes long enough, you'll realize that people skipping lines is pretty common.
So I'm less than arm's length away from this dude who cut me in line, and I'm staring straight at him, and he's on the phone. It's, I guess, my way of passive-aggressively conveying my disapproval. And it's not working.
But my feelings about the festival shift after walking past the red carpet and becoming mystified about the allure of celebrity and cinematic notoriety. There was just something enchanting about being so close to the likes of Eva Longoria and Vincent Cassel. I, perhaps naively, felt that even a person like me could someday walk the red carpet. While at Cannes, I met Stuart Alexander and Carrie Skinner, a London-based filmmaking duo who was at the festival pitching their idea for a feature film to potential funders. Their last feature, called Common People, is about several people being brought together in a park after a parrot escapes. They saw my short film Helium, and here's what they wrote to me in an email. "It was a great pleasure to meet you. Love your film. It was very touching and poignant, with a sprinkle of joy in the middle and a heartfelt awe at the end. Papa would be proud. Keep telling stories. All the best, Stuart and Carrie." My favorite film at Cannes was The Lobster, starring Colin Farrell. It's a deadpan sci-fi comedy thriller that takes place in a dystopian future where single people have 45 days to find a mate, and if they fail to do so, they're turned into an animal of their choice. Farrell runs away to the forest, which is against the rules, and falls in love. A few days later, I saw John C. Reilly, who co-starred in The Lobster, casually walking down the street. I said hi. He nodded his head. I told him that I liked his performance in The Lobster. He gave me a dismissive thumbs up and kept walking. When I first got to Cannes, I guess you could say I was disappointed. But the movies I saw and the people I encountered changed my initial thoughts. I guess you could say that I walked away from the film festival inspired to become a better storyteller and somewhat a better person. Oh, and John C. Reilly, if you're wondering who the random person was who greeted you on the night of May 23rd in Cannes, Quincy Walters, WUSF, 89.7 News.
You can see photographs from Cannes and hear an extended version of the story, the director's cut, if you will, at WUSFnews.org.